the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 11th of April. Rain and bad light played its part on the second day of the LBE County Championship season, with the match between Warwickshire and Derbyshire seeing no play and most of the others affected to some degree. There was also no play on the second day between Kent and Cardiff MCCU at Canterbury. Elsewhere, Middlesex took the lead against Nottinghamshire, closing day two at Trent Bridge on 297-6 in reply to the home side's 278. Chris Rogers and Sam Robson took their first wicket stand to 106, as both passed 50, Rogers going past 19,000 first-class runs in the process. They did suffer from a slight mid-innings wobble, as Luke Fletcher struck twice and found themselves 175 for 5. However, John Simpson hit his first half-century since 2011, ending on 77 and added 116 with Gareth Berg for the sixth wicket. 18 wickets fell on day two at Chester Street, with Somerset dismissed to 132 to concede a first innings lead of 118, prior to a fight back from their bowlers that saw Durham reach stumps in their second innings on 92 for 8. Chris Rush was returned career best figures of 6 for 58, but it was Graham Onions who started the batting horror show by moving Somerset opener Marcus Viscothing Owl Sapire in his opening spell. It was then a brief rally led by Joss Butler with 35, but Rush was finished off with Somerset batting. Durham then slipped to 20 for 4 early in their second innings, as Peter Traeger hit back the visitors with a triple strike. Alfonso Thomas also ended the day with 3 wickets, with Phil Mustard Durham's top scorer with 23 not out. At the close, Durham lead by 210 runs. Sussex rammed home their advantage over Yorkshire at Headingley. The home side closed in their second innings on 27 for 1, and still trailed by 233 runs after Sussex had purchased 356. Skipper Ed Joyce added 88 to his overnight score and enjoyed useful partnership with Roy Hamilton-Brown and Joe Gatting before adding 120 for the sixth wicket with Ben Brown. Brown held the innings together following Joyce's departure and was ninth man out for 93 off only 95 balls. The picks of the Yorkshire attack were Ryan Sidebottom and Jack Brooks, who each claimed 4 wickets. In Division 2, Gloucestershire had the better of the 35.10s that were bowled at Chelmsford. James Fuller struck twice, as Essex closed on 30 for 2 after Gloucestershire declared their first innings closed at 409 for 5. Dan Housecoe and Hamish Marshall took the epic fourth wicket stand to 280, before Tymal Mills ended it, having Marshall caught by Rob Quiney for 149. Housecoe fell 8 overs later for 150, with Benny Howell ending unbeaten on 37. Northamptonshire could only add 37 runs to the loss of 2 wickets in the 17.10s that were sent down by Glamorgan in Cardiff. They reached jumps on 145 for 5 in reply to the home side's 134. Jim Allenby claimed both wickets to fall, having Rob Newton leg before for 39, and Stephen Peters caught by Stuart Walters for 67. Lancashire responded to Worcestershire's 334 by closing on 42 without loss at Old Trafford. Darrell Mitchell and Gareth Andrew had taken their 7 wickets down to 96 earlier in the day, before Luke Proctor and Glenn Chappell wrapped up the innings with a brace of wickets apiece. Mitchell was the first to go, caught behind off Chappell for 74, while Andrew followed soon after for 52. And Leicestershire were forced to follow on against Hampshire after being bundled out to 143. Left-arm seamers James Tomlinson and Chris Wood did the bulk of the damage, sharing 7 wickets, while Sean Irvin chipped in by dismissing Ramnar Eshtawan and Matthew Boyce. 6 Leicestershire batsmen did reach double figures, but disappointingly none were able to make more than skipper Sarwan's 25. Hampshire had early declared their first innings on an impressive 454 for 7. James Vincent Irvin took their fifth wicket stand to 158, before Vince and Adam Wheater added a further 104. Vince finally gave debutant Ollie Freckingham his third wicket when on 148, but Wheater ended not out on 56.